The U.S. now has a copy of Iraq's weapons declaration for experts to analyze. Iraq says the nearly 12,000-page dossier shows it has no weapons of mass destruction, and it's challenging the U.S. to prove otherwise. The Bush administration is just starting to examine the dossier. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
White House spokesman Ari Fleischer was careful today to show allies the U.S. is not rushing to judgment.
The analysis of this document is going to be done in a very thoughtful, thorough, complete way. We want to be very deliberative as we move through and look at this document to determine with the international community this indicates about Saddam Hussein and his disarmament.
The Iraqis say they don't have documentation to prove they've destroyed chemical and biological stocks, but they say they have no weapons of mass destruction, and they've challenged the U.S. and Britain to prove that those stocks have not been destroyed. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher was clearly annoyed by this, arguing the latest U.N. resolution puts the onus on Saddam Hussein to come clean.
For the Iraqis to suddenly say, oh, you've got to prove it, oh, you know, you've got to catch me if you can, oh, that's turning it on its head, and unfortunately, it's another indication of their lack of cooperation.
The Bush administration has been trying to make this case that the Iraqis are not meeting their obligations by continuing to deny they have weapons of mass destruction. Some Washington analysts say there is limited time to convince allies of this. In a telephone news conference organized by the Brookings Institution, former Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs Martin Indyk argued Iraq is sucking Washington into the inspection trap.
The overall approach is to play out the clock through cooperation in order to convince more and more people that he really doesn't have weapons of mass destruction, while putting the onus on the United States to try to prove that he does by looking for that needle in the haystack or that smoking gun that would somehow prove him wrong.
Another Brookings expert, Kenneth Pollack, says the Bush administration doesn't seem to have a smoking gun, so he says some members of the Bush administration would prefer to take Iraq's claim to be free of weapons of mass destruction and use that to argue that Iraq is in material breach of the UN resolution and should be attacked. Pollack says the administration is deeply divided.
With the hawks pressing to use the declaration itself as the casus belli and to basically move forward as soon as we can, and the doves arguing that we have to give the inspections a chance and we should try to structure the inspection process to provide, to establish the smoking gun.
And that means putting more pressure on the chief UN weapons inspector Hans Blix to be as aggressive as the Bush administration wants. Pollack, who wrote the book The Threatening Storm, The Case for Invading Iraq, has his doubts about Blix.
Mr. Blix has made it very clear that he doesn't work for George Bush. He works for Kofi Annan. He has very different ideas about how to do this. And we've already seen him resisting U.S. suggestions, U.S. encouragement, U.S. urging. In particular, he continues to say that he is at best reluctant to request Iraqi scientists to leave the country.
The Bush administration has been encouraging Blix to use the power of the UN resolution and take scientists and their families out of Iraq so they won't be intimidated by Saddam Hussein. Blix says his team won't serve as, quote, a defection agency. He instead is asking the U.S. to provide intelligence and point to sites that the inspectors should visit. That's something UN Secretary General Kofi Annan repeated today, and he added,
I have always maintained that the inspectors have work to do, and we should allow them to do a professional job. And I have indicated they should be given the time and the space to do it. And I hope all member states will do that.
At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer said the U.S. has security concerns about sharing its intelligence, but he insisted the U.S. is helping the inspectors, even as intelligence officials search through the 12,000-page Iraqi declaration looking for discrepancies. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.